And God bless. God bless. God bless. Thank you, Lord. Oh, the Lord is God. He is. He is worthy this morning. He is worthy this morning. Good morning, people of God. Before we jump in this morning, we just want to say we love you. We appreciate God for you. Thank you for always coming in and seeking a word from the Lord. And we pray now that God will give us a word that will encourage, that will uplift, that will cause you to look at life just a little differently so that you can see your life through the eyes that God wants your life to be in. Amen. 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 We thank God for you. Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry and Covenant Partners, God bless you. Good morning, Rhema. Good morning, Covenant Partners. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Lord. This morning, we've been talking in the past few sessions and even during our 9 for 9s on Mondays and Thursdays at 9 a.m., we've been talking about this word focus. And we've talked a lot about focus, and there are so many different aspects that we can look at focusing from. There are so many different aspects. You know, the focus can change. The focus can go this way. The focus can go that way. And this morning, there's a question to you. Is your focus on your purpose? Is your focus on your purpose? Huh? The Bible clearly lets us know that we were created by God in order to bring him glory. That's purpose right there. The ultimate purpose of man, humanity, therefore, is to glorify God. That's it. It's to glorify him. We are to be able to know him, get to know him, and make him known by glorifying him with our lives. You see, we have to get to know God. We have to know him for ourselves. Thus, when we know him, we begin to, oh my goodness, make him known through how we're living. Make him known through the very things that we're doing. That's purpose, to glorify God. And anything that causes him to be glorified is our purpose. Sometimes we have to redirect our focus to clearly see our purpose. So is your focus on your purpose this morning? First of all, do you know what your purpose is? You have to really understand what your purpose is. Why am I here? Why did God create me? What is my mission? What is the point of me being on this earth? You see, we weren't born just to be here. We weren't created just to walk around like zombies. But we were born for a purpose. We were born to do some things, to cause some things to happen. And everything that we cause to happen has to cause God to be glorified. That's the end goal. That's the ultimate thing, is that God be glorified. So again, is your focus on your purpose this morning? Before we go any further, let's look at those words so that we clearly understand what's going on. Yeah, you all know I like to give definitions. And so let's look at the word focus this morning so we have a clear understanding and a clear focus on what it is we're trying to say this morning. To focus means that it's a central point, and this is the focus as a noun. Focus is a central point as a thing. It's a central point as of attraction, attention, or activity. That's as a noun. Focus can stand as a noun and as a verb. As a verb, it means to concentrate, to direct your attention or your effort towards something or someone. Focus. So let's think about that thing, focus. Let's think about focus for a moment. A central point of attraction. What is your eye on? What are you paying attention to? What is it that has your attention? What has your interest? You see, in order to focus on something, you have to have an interest in it. In order to focus on what your purpose is, you have to have an interest in what your purpose is. In order to focus on God, you have to have an interest in God. You know, let me just break it down to you in a worldly manner, or in a way that we can understand it living here on earth. If a young man sees a young lady And there's an interest. There's a focus. Think about it. So if that interest is strong enough, he wants to be able to get the attention of that person. Or she, young man or young lady, young man wants to get the attention of the young lady wants to get the attention of the young man. So there's an interest there that causes you to begin to focus on that person. And then you begin to do some things, you see, if it's strong enough interest to get their attention. What you want to do is cause them to become interested in you. So if you're, oh my God, if you're focused on God, if there's interest enough, you begin to want to know more about him. He already knows everything about you. So see, then that relationship begins to build. So that's the focus of that thing. But when you focus, oh my God, as a verb, you concentrate. You begin to put some things into that action or that activity. You begin to make sure that this will move and that will move. That this is going to go the way you want it to go. Focus. Purpose. Let's look at the word purpose. The reason for which something exists or is done. Purpose. The reason for which something exists or is done. The reason for which something exists or is made. The reason for which something exists or is used, and it goes on and on. That's purpose as a noun. As a verb, purpose means to set as an aim, intention. Remember that word, intention, or goal for oneself. Thus, both of these words, focus and or purpose, either of them can be a thing, as a noun, or an action, as a verb. That thing that's got your interest, and the action you take to gain that interest. That action, oh my gosh, that you take to gain that interest. Your purpose and your focus have to be hand in hand. We're going to go to some verses. And I'm not going to rush this morning because I need you to get this. Because I need you to be able at the end of this message, if you don't already have it, ask yourself the question, is my focus on my purpose? So, here we go. Let's look at Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Saba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I, the Lord, will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I, God, am with you. I, God, will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. And that seventh verse says this, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. That's it. That's it. Is your focus on your purpose? Our purpose is he made us, God made us, everyone who is called by his name, who he created for his glory. That was the reason he created us, for his glory. Whom I formed and made, he took time to form us, to make us, because he needed to be glorified. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. We are to glorify God. We are to know him. and make him known by glorifying him in the earth. At the time that this word was written, you have to remember, he was speaking to his chosen people, the Israelites. Society refers to them as the Jewish nation. The Israelites, the Jews, his chosen children. So where do we come in? But thanks be to God for sending our Lord and Savior Christ to bring us in. We are Gentiles, but we are believers in Christ. Christ adopted and accepted us because of faith outside of his birth culture. Gentiles outside of Christ's birth culture, his birth in this earth. The non-Jewish believers, we are Christians, we are Christ's children. Oh my goodness, is your focus on your purpose? Listen, God created man in his own image. He already said, oh my gosh. See, everything that God already promised to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the promises of the covenant is ours as well because we were brought in. Doesn't matter that he brought us in later, but he brought us in. Everyone called by my name. God's word is forever. It does not change. It does not fail. Everyone called by my name. So those of us who weren't yet here, those of us who weren't yet adopted in, everyone called by my name, whom I created for my glory. Listen, do you think that God didn't have sense enough, or God didn't realize that because of his, because of his infinite wisdom, he did. Do you not think that he didn't realize or know from the beginning of time that some of his creation that he was presenting to the committee, let us make man, the committee, the Father, Son, let us make man in our own image? He knew that there was going to be a mess up. Guess why? Because we were only made in his image. We were only made as a reflection of him. We were made with purpose. God has purpose for us. And our purpose is to glorify him, to cause people to glorify. When we cause people to glorify him, he will do the soul saving. He will be the one to bring on the salvation. Yes, we extend an invitation when we come before you to come on in. That's our job, to extend that invitation, but not just on Sunday morning. That invitation has to be extended. It has to be a part of our purpose of our life's living. When we live according to his will in his way, we're inviting the world to come on in. You're extending a right hand to fellowship. You're extending that hand to discipleship. That's what, you know, come on, somebody. Your life living, the way that people look upon you and what they see, you are made in his image. Thus, you must reflect who he is. But do you know that in his most infinite wisdom, as he created man, I can imagine, God, I can't tell you what was going through his mind, but I can just imagine that as he picked up the dust and he began to form it, and as he blew into the nostrils of man to cause life to come forth, I can imagine that God might have said, I'm doing this. I'm going forth with it. I got it. But I already know this is not me. This is an image of me. And because we are merely an image of God, we are made of flesh. We are made of flesh. We are made of flesh, spirit in flesh. Because of the flesh portion. You see, when he breathed in the life into the nostrils of man, he breathed his spirit into man, into that flesh thing. But he knew that flesh thing came from the dirt. It came from the muck and the miry. And it was going to continue to be just that. We are born in sin, but we don't have to die in sin. Come on. And because God made us in his image, two things. He made us in his image and he allowed us free will. That's the kind of God he is. I'm going to make this man, I'm create this man. I'm not going to make you serve me. I'm creating you because I want you to glorify me. Do you want to make somebody love you? You just want them to love you because of who you are. And that's how our love has to be for God. That's how we have to understand and ask ourselves the question, is my focus on my purpose? Is your focus on your purpose? Do you understand purpose now? Our purpose is to glorify him. in our life living, in the very things we say we do, even in our jobs, even when we choose careers. See, that's that free will that he gave us. He could have said, there's going to be no such thing as careers. There's going to be no, everybody's going to be doing the same thing. Ooh, though he made us in his image, he made each one of us different. Guess what? So in the sum total, as we think about who God is and his character, his characteristics, listen, none of us has all of what God is. All of us have some of who God is. Do y'all get that? None of us have all of what God is. Why? Because then we would be God. Then we would mess it up. We turn on the world because of their foolishness. He didn't do that. He has so much love to those mothers who birthed those children, and you held that baby, that child, in your arms for the first time. Either love is going to flow, the connection will be made. Unfortunately, there are some instances where the connection is not made. Let's be real. Sometimes the connection does not come because the love is not strong enough. We got to have strong love. Come on, somebody. Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking about Jesus. Think about the Grinch that stole Christmas. He had this little tiny, minute heart. So he was willing to just do anything to the people. Didn't care anything about them. Didn't care anything about how he made them feel. Didn't care about taking their stuff. Come on, devil. Take it all. Break it down. Because he could not understand the character of God in those people. The character of God in those people was that thing called love. And because the Grinch had no love in him, he couldn't understand, what they singing for? What they so happy for? Stop being sad. And there's a sad that some people are walking around us just like that. You're not happy. You're not, you can't understand why people who are going through are coming out. You can't understand why people are going through don't look like what they're dealing with. Don't look like what they've gone through. Don't look like what they're going through. You cannot, because you got that Grinch heart, that little tiny thing, and you blocked it out. You blocked God out. Your heart is hardened. Pharaoh's heart was hardened. You have to pray, God, don't harden my heart. When you're going through stuff, when people are doing you any kind of way, you got to stay, oh my God, focused on your purpose. My purpose is not to be loved by man. My purpose is not to be popular in man's eyesight. Yes, oh my goodness, I'm going to jump. Matthew 6 and 33 says this. Oh my goodness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto who? Unto you. That's it. That's it right there. Listen, that's it. We have to understand that if we don't want to keep that Grinch heart, we don't want God to harden our hearts as he had to do with Pharaoh, because God had, oh my goodness, because in his most infinite wisdom, I told you, he knew all of us weren't going to follow him. He knew all of us, some of us were going to stray. And guess what? He'll use the strayer. He'll use the one who declares and decrees that he's better than God. He knows more than God. He'll use that person to be glorified by exposing them, bringing them down, and allowing the people of God to come up. Come on, somebody. So you don't want that Grinch heart. Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to preach that another day. But if you know the story of the Grinch who thought he stole Christmas, Christ, he thought he was taking Christ from the people. He couldn't take love out of the people. The things didn't matter. How many of us fall apart when something is taken from us? The people of Whoville, oh my gosh. No gifts under the tree. The lights go. We done did all this hard. We done put all this stuff together. And everything is gone. Somebody, they didn't even think. They looked around. They saw that their families were safe. No food in the cupboards. The old Grinch took everything out of the refrigerator. Even stole from a mouse. Oh my gosh. But do you see that they didn't even give thought to the things? Oh my God. Don't put your mind on earthly things, but on things that are what? Above. and you will understand your purpose. And so guess what? As the Grinch began to look down on the people, oh, he thought they were going to be sobbing and crying and gnashing of teeth and fighting. And, oh, woe is me. But they stood. They looked around. They saw their family. They saw their children weren't harmed. They saw that their lives could still go on. You see, with God, when you understand your purpose, when you glorify Him, your heart is in it. Your heart belongs to Him. Then out of the mouth, your heart will speak praises. Out of the mouth, your heart will sing praises. They began to sing. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to take it here. They began to sing and praise. Oh my gosh. And to remember that this was about love. We got to remember love. Our purpose cannot be understood. We cannot focus right if we don't understand that love is first. Love is God. God is love. Love is first. Oh my gosh. God so loved the world. And when the Grinch, even that enemy, saw that he couldn't touch, because what God had put together, the Grinch couldn't put asunder. Come on. When God has pulled you into Him, God puts us with Him. God brings us to Him. Oh my goodness. No man can put asunder. The enemy can't touch it. Oh my goodness. But we can overwhelm. You see that purpose? Let me tell you what the purpose of the Whoville was. Because the purpose there was this. For them to continue to love. And to show love and go on and not fall down and not cry about the stuff, because they understood in their heart that God was going to replenish everything that was taken from them, that God was going to do what God said He would do. And oh my goodness, as the Grinch looked on, something happened, because he couldn't understand. I took all this stuff. They're still singing, they're still happy. And it touched. So your purpose is to keep doing what you need to do to glorify God, so that that hard stone heart, that person that couldn't stand you, that person that wouldn't give you a chance, that person that's trying to hold back stuff from you, guess what? As you hold your head up and you continue to focus on your purpose to glorify Him, even in my job, in my job career, my choices, in the choices of my life, in the choices of the home I choose, in the choices of the car I drive, in the choices of raising my children in the admonition of the Lord, in the choices of having conversations that lift Him up and don't belittle Him. When we belittle each other, we belittle God. When we try to take each other down, we're trying to take God down too. Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. Oh my God. Matthew 6 and 24 comes right there. Oh my goodness. The Word of God says no man can serve two masters. And Christ said these things. No man can serve two masters. For he will either hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Oh my goodness. Come on back to me. No man can serve two masters. You gonna serve, huh? Come on. Because you gotta, oh gosh. There used to be an old song that said, torn between two lovers, feeling like a fool. Y'all remember that song? Y'all remember that song? No man can serve two masters. You gonna hate one or love the other. Because one's gonna be better to you than the other is. I don't care how they play it, how they try it. If you got two masters, you're going to favor one, because one is going to favor you. Come on. And most likely, you're going to favor the one. Come on, if you got that love, you're going to favor the one that's favoring you. God favors me. So I favor God. I love God. Come on. You need to be able to say, hey, my focus is on my purpose, God. Oh my goodness. You're going to either, oh God, hate the one, love the other, hold to the one, despise the other. It says you cannot, Christ said this, you can't serve God and mammon. Now I'm going to take it a little further from the Amplified Bible. Look at Matthew 6 and 24 from the Amplified Bible. No one can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And then mammon, here, watch this. These are examples of mammon, man. The things that man needs: money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. Anything you value more than God, that's your master. If you value your home more than God, that's your master. If you value your job more than God, that's your master. If you value your spouse more than God, that's your master. If you value your children more than God, that's your master. If you value your parents more than God, that's your master. No one can serve too bad. You can't serve these things, nor these people. If you value your boss more than God, that's your master. Come on. You want friends who can help you go somewhere. God can help you go somewhere. God's going to help you go where God needs you to go, where he designed for you to go. God's going to help you fulfill your purpose. So let your focus be on your purpose this morning. Matthew 6 and 33 again reminded us, if we seek first the kingdom of God, that's our master. If we seek him as the one master that we're going to serve, and we seek his righteousness, because you can't seek God if you don't want to be righteous. If you want to be a hoodlum, don't seek God. Mm-mm. If you want to stay in the world, then don't seek God. I'm giving you some advice, some advice this morning. And then I'm not even advising you. I'm just sharing with you common sense. If you don't want to take to God, don't worry about it. He says, choose you this day. Y'all know I was going there. Whom you will serve. You going to serve me or you going to serve man? He's saying if you think it's evil to serve me, see, that's that two masters. Because it said you going to hold to one and despise the other. So if you try to serve the world in this evil mess, you go right ahead. God said if you think it's evil to serve him, don't worry about it. Go ahead, go. Go and serve the other master. Let that be your actual master. Because you can't serve no two. So it's not really your other. It's either God or it's not. Your choice. Your choice to understand your purpose. That's your purpose, is to serve, to glorify him. Even in how we interact with each other. Even in how we interact with him. With, oh my God, how we see about people. You see, the character of God sees about us. The character of God provides for us. The character of God. God has explicitly explained every single thing he possibly can or that there is in his word. How to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to treat people, how to marry. Come on. How to prepare for relationship. God has already given us. Open it up and find it. But it's a lot of pages, Pastor. God is so in his wisdom. Guess what? We go to everything else for the internet. Pull you up a Bible on the internet. Guess what? If you're not sure where to find it, put it in the part of the verse you know. You'll be able to find it. Come on. Come on. This real this morning. And if you don't understand what you're reading, you pray first before you even begin. You pray and you ask God to give you the knowledge, the wisdom, the understanding. We got to take ourselves out when we go in his word. Because his word will explicitly explain our purpose. And as we go through and we read the history, I'm not going to say stories, the history of those who came before us. And we see in their lives how things played out. And look, God is so just straightforward with us. Everything in the Bible don't sound good. You see, our relationship with him is not cult-like. You see, in a cult, they make everything sound good. They make everything feel like, oh, it's not going to hurt. We got you. You precious. Oh, God is telling us you precious. But I need to tell you who you really are. And I need to tell you how you really need to be. Because if God just tells us what we want to hear and not what we need, we're going to fall short. And we're going to keep falling short. All have come short of the glory of God. But we don't have to keep falling short of his glory. Come on. Oh my gosh. Is your focus, your purpose, Are you seeking him with righteousness? Are you trying to be like him, more like him every day? Are you focused on glorifying him? Because when you seek him and you live the way he designed for us to live, he honors that. God honors it. Yes, he does. Do we go through? Many are the afflictions of the righteous. See, I'm giving y'all a word this morning. But God will deliver us from them all. We're not exempt from the hardships, guys, because of that thing called S-I-N, sin. Because of that stone grinch heart, you see? And as that heart grew, it began to take in more of God. As our heart grows towards him, as our heart grows, am I my brother's keeper? As my heart grows toward my fellow man, I can love you in spite of. You've done me some dirt, but I still love you. As my heart grows toward my fellow man, stop being envious and jealous of where God has somebody. But the first thing is, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. You first have to acknowledge that you have a problem with a person. You have to acknowledge that something ain't right about how you feel about that person. You got to acknowledge that and stop blaming it on the enemy. That's you. That's you. You choosing it. You got to acknowledge that you have some issues about other people. Oh God, somebody need this morning. When you acknowledge it, that brings on that heart move. Like that Grinch heart begins to grow. And you begin to see your ways. You not focus on, see, he was focused on their ways. He wasn't looking in the mirror at himself. But when his heart began to palpitate with the love that was flowing, oh my God. Things begin to change in his heart and his mind. There was a connection to his spirit. There was a connection. And out of the heart, the mouth began to speak. And he began to change his mindset about what was really going on. Wow. I never looked at the Grinch from that aspect. Is your focus on your purpose? Do you really understand your purpose this morning? If you don't understand your purpose, that's the first order of business. Come on, somebody, give God some glory out there. Come on, give me some hearts, some hand claps, some praises. Come on, give me something. Oh my God, give it up to him. Give it up to him. If you know your focus this morning, if you know your purpose, first of all, I want you to type in, I know my purpose. Or my purpose is to glorify God. Come on, thank you, Lord. He is great and greatly to be praised. He is an awesome, mighty, wonderful God. That's what I got for you this morning. That's all God gave me this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But remember, with Matthew 6:24, Elder, bring that up one more time, that amplified version. No one can serve two masters. Come on. I want y'all to see this all the way through. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And look at what it says there. Money, possessions, fame, status, or whatever is valued more than the Lord. Come on, y'all give God a praise on that one. Don't put anything before him. That's a big part of our purpose. When we glorify him, we won't put anything before him. We won't put any situation or circumstance before him. We won't allow people to push him out of our lives. It's not about being famous. It's about being focused. Are you focused on your purpose? I sure hope so. Listen, every day I'm trying more and more, and I'm right there with you. I might not have gotten there yet, but I'm trying every day to stay focused on my purpose. And God has given this word, you see. When he gives this word, it's not for you first. It's for me first. Before he allow me to declare and decree it before you, it's got to get through me. It's got to get in me. I've got to be living it. It begins to cause me to look at things differently. So I implore you to understand your purpose so that you will know whether you're focused, what you are giving it, what are you giving attention to? What are you really, think about it and ask yourself, what am I giving attention to every single day? What am I giving attention to? Because that's what you're focused on. And your focus has to be on your purpose. Wow. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you now for these, your people. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to continue to touch their lives. Oh, God, sow into them, God, the very things that they are sowing, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that when they sow, they shall reap, God. Help them to sow goodness, mercy, kindness. Help them to sow into their purpose, God. And when they're sowing those good things, oh God, and their light is shining, men will see their good works and glorify you. That's purpose. It comes so many ways. Listen, if you're here, or you're out there, and you're not sure, you haven't fully committed to Christ, that's your purpose. That's how you get started. That's the beginning. For he already told us, no man can come to the Father but by me. You got to give in to him. We extend an invitation to you to know him for yourself. The word of God in Romans 10:9 reminds us of this thing. If we confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, is Lord, and we believe this thing in our heart, that God raised his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, it says we'll be saved. Why so and how so? Because that's our purpose. So declare this morning. Declare. Pray this prayer with us. Father, I want to know you. And I want to be known because of you. And I want people to know you because of me. So I confess this morning, God. I repent, first of all, of being a sinner. And I ask you to change my life, to change my ways. And I'm confessing right now, God, with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord. And I want to believe it, God. I want to know it, God. I'm believing right now. I'm confessing it and believing it, God. Strengthen my belief, God, that you raised him from the dead. Because your words say that if I do this, I'm saved. And I receive my salvation. I accept it, God, with an open heart and an open mind to glorify you. Amen. And amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Come on, y'all. Give God a praise right here. We're going to get a few announcements. And we want you to stay right there. We'll be back momentarily.